This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Arapahoe County DA George Brockler is not charging the Jeep driver who drove through protesters blocking Interstate 225 in Aurora last July. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Brockler says he couldn't prove malicious behavior on the part of the man who appeared to drive through the crowd. He adds that the driver, who has not been named, was trying to get away from a truck that purposely hit him earlier. And he entered the interstate without knowing people were ahead of him.
Say, I don't take this decision lightly. I could have issued a piece of paper that said, I've reviewed this, and I don't think there are charges. Peace out. That would not have been respectful of this community. That would not have been respectful of this process.
Under state law, Brockler has up to 18 months to change his mind and file charges if new evidence surfaces. He says he's open to talking to any witnesses. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Most high schools in Colorado are opting to play football this fall instead of in the spring. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
Games will go on for 218 schools around the state. That's after the Colorado High School Activities Association initially postponed some fall sports because of COVID-19. But earlier this month, the association's board and Governor Jared Polis gave schools the option to play now. Practices can start Thursday, and the first games are scheduled for early October. Just over 20% of programs will still play football in the spring, including public schools in Denver and Aurora. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Coming up, a grand jury in Jefferson County, Kentucky, has indicted a former Louisville police officer involved in the Breonna Taylor case, but none of the officers faced charges directly in her death. Then, Google and Apple have teamed up to help use smartphones to track coronavirus infections, but the system has been slow to take off in the U.S. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, RTD's planned pandemic-era revamp would be a pain for some, a safer commute for others. The Denver Area Transit Agency staff has proposed a significant rebalance of the system so it can increase service on certain buses. You can read more of Nathaniel Miner's reporting at CPR.org. 83 in Denver, 81 in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.